Greetings to everyone. I always want to acknowledge my fellow workers and laborers in the body of Christ, and I certainly appreciate our Spanish folks amongst us. I'm so sorry that I don't speak Spanish. I was supposed to try to learn that at age 22, but sometimes you make the wrong choices. I decided that I would chase a baseball and who knows what, and by the time I went to school to learn Spanish, the teacher said, give it up. So here we are this morning. I read something in Pastor Bailey's book that has helped me this morning. He said he was asked to speak someplace, and they gave him 13 minutes. So I said, well, I'm going to double that this morning. I've been told I could speak 30 minutes, and I've already used one in introduction. So that means I could share 29. So we'll see how that goes. But we certainly want to look at what the Lord has for us. He dropped two little words into my spirit, and those two words are damage control, D-A-M-A-G-E, damage control. Looking at Psalms 20, verse 12, it goes like this. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. You know, with those words, it's time that the Lord is speaking to us, that we are to go on the offensive. He needs spiritual warriors. And with that in mind, I'd like to have you turned over to 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 14 through 19. You know, I count it an honor to be a spiritual warrior. I count it an honor. Sometimes we fall away from wanting combat. We fall away from confrontations. But, you know, it's an honor when God chooses you and places you in his kingdom as a warrior. And I want to look at this little example, if you allow me to. It has to do with the prophet Elisha and King Joash. Now, in the first verse there, 14, it quotes something. It says, oh, my father, my father. And I like to relate that he probably prophesied about 65 years in Israel, and he was a spiritual father to those in Israel who were looking for counsel. And they were looking for direction, especially when it came time when King Joash was looking for war. He was seeking advice concerning the Syrians. And Elisha said unto him, take your bow and arrow. Well, what it was doing there, just so we can get clear, they would take the arrows and they would smite them on the ground, aim them. And it was more or less an emblem or a custom to shoot an arrow towards the country that they were to invade as an army. And so it was a custom they were there. Now, here is the king, and I hope we understand, verse 16. And he said to the king of Israel, put thine hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon, and Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. You know, it's very important for us not to miss this little point. When Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands, victories are only won when God's hand is upon our life. That is where victory comes from. I don't know, I assume many of you have had a handshake from Pastor Bailey, and he had quite a hand on him. My little hand would disappear in that big hand. But there's other times when he would take my hand when I was looking for direction, and he would put his hand over my hand and pray, because help comes from the prophetic realm and the authority of the Spirit of God. So here he was, and he was looking for direction and following along, and he gave him direction. He said, you know, put it eastward, open the window and eastward. Now, with the knowledge that we need God's hand when we are going to attack the enemy in his territory. It's one thing to have ourselves available. It's another thing to have the Holy Spirit put his hand on us. So we need the Holy Spirit to teach us our days of what we are living in and what is it that you want to accomplish, Lord. And I feel very strong in my spirit. It is time for Zion to take the offensive. It is time for us to take the offensive. And following along here, I want to pick it up in Psalm 44, verse 3. Psalm 44, verse 3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. But thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. I've learned something. I have been placed in a spiritual atmosphere called Pergamos. That's where the Lord put a Zion church, and he can put a church where he wants to. But that is the spiritual surrounding that I've had to labor under, and each one of you have your own certain environments. But I've learned that it's not by my arm or by my sword or any other thing that needs to be done. And we're asking the Lord to speak to us, but it's by God's right hand and arm. So we're going back to what happened prophetically to Elisha. Joash had to have the hand of the prophet on the bow and the arrow. He had to have his hand. And we will win no victories unless we have the right hand of God upon us and his stretched forth arm. That is how victory came, and this is how victory will come to us. And when he sends us out for combat, then we need to understand something. The victory will be won when we know he has stretched forth his arm and hand to us, and he has showed us favor. It is so important to have the favor of the Lord upon us. Let us look at another little verse. It's found over in Psalm 43, verse 3. It goes like this. Send out thy light and truth. Let them lead me. What's going to lead us is his light and his truth. Bring me unto the holy hill and tabernacles. Send out thy light and truth. We can't do a thing without the Holy Spirit and the knowledge of God's word. We can't do a thing. We have to wait. We have to wait. And we have been waiting. We have been waiting. And here we are. Send out thy light and truth. And let them lead me and bring me to the holy hill. We're speaking spiritually of the holy hill of Mount Zion, obviously. And we're speaking of the tabernacles, which I would like to relate to the churches, the missionary works that go out from the fellowship where the Lord has set his presence. And this is where we are speaking that to lead the truth. Now, we need to understand that we have to be obedient and faithful to God, or his commands don't mean a thing to us. If we are not obedient and faithful, then the promises and the commands that he has given to us will not happen. It takes obedience and it takes faithfulness, because that's where the favor of the Lord comes from. And that's a mighty, mighty hard lesson to learn. It is very hard to learn. And, you know, as we look at this little situation down in the 18th verse, it says here that he only smited the ground with three arrows. And what happened is that God was wroth with him and said, you should have smitten the ground five or six times. And if you look at the end of that chapter in verse 25, verse B, it says, and he only won the victory three times over the Syrians. So when the Lord tells us to do something, he knows what it will take to have full victory. And he wants to give Zion Fellowship full victory. He's not interested in us not obeying his commands and taking the weaponry that he has for us and only using it in partial or percentage-wise, because if that is the case, we will not have full victory. And so when the opportunity was for the king to have full victory, because he did not do what he was told, even though he had the prophet's hand over his, even though he did, He had favor he didn't carry out. With that in mind, I'd like to turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. We need the full river of God flowing. If we are going to be equipped to defeat the enemies of Zion Fellowship, we need the full river of God flowing. And I want to quote verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. I'm going to look at these, saying these are the spiritual weapons or arrows that God has. I am seeking the Lord, earnestly seeking the Lord, that he would give the fellowship the spiritual weapons that we need, that we would be profitable warriors, not just warriors by name, but we would be profitable warriors. Because we have something to do. We are to continue to send out and look to send correspondence schools in every nation. You know, there's more than just that involved. When you do that, you're planting yourself on the enemy's land. And when you put something on your enemy's land, then we need to have God's favor behind us to be sure of that. And I want to look at this manifestation of the Spirit. I want to break it down this morning in the little three areas of a river. The first one will be the river of power. The river of power. We're talking about gifts, equipment, arrows. That would be the miracles, faith, and healing. Speaking about arrows, spiritual weapons, the river of power. We need the whole river of God flowing. Secondly, we want to look at the river of revelation. The river of revelation would take in the word of knowledge, wisdom, discerning of spirits. Thirdly, the river of speech, tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy. You know, we need the whole river of God flowing. What we have to be careful about is just this. We must not be satisfied with just knowledge. We need the miracle working of the Holy Ghost with all three of these areas working in our lives. We just can't take ourselves and put ourselves in the river of speech and say that we don't need the river of revelation. We don't need the river of power. Oh, yes, we do. We most certainly do. And if we don't have it, we're not going to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. It's just as simple as that. And when we're given the manifestation of the Spirit, then we should seek, we should wait on God until each one of these rivers come part of us. And they're very effective in the fellowship. They're very effective in the missions where they're out. They're very effective in the churches where we're at. We need the fullness of the river because it's the river that takes the debris and pushes it away. It's the river that takes all the falseness out of the way. It's the river that takes all the resistance out of the way. And it's the river of God that is flowing. But he needs to have spiritual warriors like you and I to say, Lord, we want to be sure that we don't come short of our weaponry. There it is, all right? We need to look at something, all right? I want to look at Apostle Paul. Here he was, Apostle Paul. He was a tremendous, victorious warrior of the church. Oh, yes, he was. But this is what he had to say in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. This is what he had to say. The mighty, victorious warrior. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. The power of God rests in the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. We are made up into three: body, soul, spirit. We have to have a connection in our spirit with the Holy Spirit so it can be manifested through our body and through our speech, so that we in turn will be the spiritual warriors that God wants us to be. I'm waiting for that. My heart wants that. I'm longing for that. I understand that when there's the river of God is flowing, I understand that there's areas there that I haven't reached yet. And I understand that I'm quite an old warrior. I have a lot of scars on me. But I understand that I'm still standing. And if I'm still standing, then I still have an opportunity to see the power of God flow through me, which I have longed for years. And this is the very thing which God has said to the fellowship. And we need to learn our lessons. We need to learn our lessons. Here's Paul. And what did he say? He said, I came into demonstration of the power of what? Of the Holy Ghost is what he had the power of, and he was moving. And so, you know, I look at this, and I want us to understand something. Here we are. We are only vessels. That's what we are, folks. We are vessels, and God wants to use us. We're like King Joash. He came to the prophet. He was just a vessel to be used. He got direction. He got authority. But he still didn't do the fullest of what God asked him for. Now, here we are at Zion. And I'm saying, Lord, I want to climb the holy hill. I want to climb up Mount Zion. I want to be a vessel that you fill with every last bit of power that I need to have to accomplish what you have asked me to accomplish and what he has asked you to accomplish and what he has asked the fellowship to accomplish corporately. We need the power to do just that. And you know, I look at these things and I'm saying, Lord, it's absolutely impossible. But if you, Lord, want to fill your spiritual vessels, if we find favor with you, with our worship, and with our praise, we cannot give up on our worship and praise, no matter what anyone else says. We need to hold steady, because that is what brings the presence of God. It is our worship and praise and seeking to know more of him. And I look at this, and I'm saying, Lord, we have waited a long time. I enjoyed the music this morning, the words immensely. Because I didn't say anything to anyone. No one knows what I'm sharing on, and didn't have an opportunity. And so I enjoyed it immensely, because I realized that it is time for us to go on the offensive. But we can't go on the offensive with a rake in our hand. We've got to go with the weapons that come from the Lord. And we need to keep seeking him until such time the river starts to flow into our lives, and we need to come to grips with something. I thank God for the river of speech. Believe me, I do. I thank God for the river of revelation. Believe me, I do. I thank God for the revelation power. Believe me, I do. But they're not all operating in my life at the present. And I believe God wants us to be spirit-filled believers, along with the knowledge and the word, to be able to teach and preach and have the demonstration of the power of God that men before us did. You know, and I know very well that Paul walked the land of his enemies because he had favor with God and the anointing. I know that Pastor Bailey walked the land of the enemies because he had the authority and the power of God in him. Here we are. We're the children behind. We're the sons and daughters. We're the men and women. We are the ones that he has chosen to be a spiritual warrior. But you know something? We need something. You know, and I quoted a little verse, and I'll close with this little verse, Matthew 16:18. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Remember something. When the river of God starts to flow, everything in front of it has to move, because the force of the river will take it, whether it's spiritual, whether it's natural or whether it's flesh or whether it's spirit or whatever it is, if it's not of the river of God, it's going to be removed. And we have a lot of resistance, don't we? But we need to keep our eyes on the Lord. We got to keep our eyes on the Holy Spirit. After all, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And God wants to fill his temple. He wants to fill it with his word. He wants to fill it with his power. He wants to fill it with his anointing. That is what we have as a promise to God at Zion Fellowship. That's what we have. You know, and I want to close in prayer. But my prayer this morning is, Lord, there isn't anyone here that needs more of the resurrected power in their life than Daniel G. Gasway. I want to see the resurrection power of God come in our midst. I wanted to see it come into us individually. I want to see it come into us corporately, because it's the resurrection power that will enable us. It will enable us to have the authority over the enemy. Yes, you know, as you well know, I have more operations in me than you can almost count on one hand. And, you know, that has helped me to resurrect so I can sin. But it has nothing to do with my spirit. My spirit, God, has resurrected to a point, and I acknowledge it. I acknowledge God's mercy. I understand that. I stand before you because of the mercy of God. But I also stand before you, I want to be a spiritual warrior. And I want the full river of God flowing in us, in you, so that he will be honored. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about our precious Lord Jesus, that he will be honored in his church. And the glory and the demonstration of the power will be his. And so I stand before him. I say, Lord, yes, I'm a spiritual warrior. Yes, Lord, I know that I need to have more of the resurrected power of my life. Yes, Lord, I need more of the river of God. So I will say to you as we close in prayer, if you feel that way, you can stand with me before the presence of the Lord, and we will pray.